With Empire KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad. California has no minimum age for sending children to juvenile hall, but that's about to change. Capital Public Radio's Steve Milne reports as part of our series on new California laws taking effect in 2020.
Pediatrician Liz Barnard works with incarcerated kids in Los Angeles County and says most children who act up need mental health assistance, not prison.
90% of children in our juvenile justice system have a documented psychiatric illness,
including depression and substance abuse disorders caused by abuse and neglect, she says. A state law taking effect in the new year ends the prosecution of children under 12 in California unless they're accused of murder and forcible sexual assault. Instead, counties will have to set up the least restrictive alternatives to juvenile hall, which could include existing programs at hospitals and schools. Barnard says the new law will also benefit older kids.
Counties actually have to come up with a plan. They're starting to think about how do we send our 12, 13, 14-year-olds through these pathways also, and even our 15, 16, and 17-year-olds.
In Sacramento, I'm Steve Milne.
California-based NASA scientists and researchers from around the world are launching a mission that will measure sea level rise from space. Capital Public Radio's Ezra David Romero reports the goal is to track one of the clearest signs of global warming over the next decade.
Since 1992, NASA has recorded data on how the seas are rising globally.
We have about 1 inch per decade of sea level rise. It's widely predicted that this rate of rise will increase.
Josh Willis is the mission's project scientist at the NASA Jet Propulsion Laboratory in Pasadena. The mission is expected to launch in November, and the satellite is called the Sentinel-6. It uses radar and will be able to show how the sea is rising within a millimeter of accuracy.
We're literally reshaping the Earth. Two-thirds of the Earth's surface are literally growing because of climate change.
That accuracy is a big deal for California, where scientists say more than two-thirds of its beaches are at risk of disappearing within this century. In Sacramento, I'm Ezra David Romero.
The application period is now open for residents interested in serving on the Riverside County Grand Jury. The Superior Court is seeking qualified applicants to fill slots on the 19-member civil grand jury, which is in session year-round, investigating citizen complaints about government agencies and conducting inquiries of its own. Current applications, which will be accepted through March 27th, are for the grand jury that will be in session from July 1st, 2020 to June 30th, 2021. Applicants must pass a background check, and those prospects who qualify will ultimately be interviewed by members of a selection committee. That panel will submit 25 to 30 names for nomination by a judge. Jurors are not salaried but do receive a small per diem payment, $25 per hour if a hearing lasts a minimum of 4 hours, and $15 per hour for less time to cover expenses. There's also compensation for travel. Applications can be completed online at riverside.courts.ca.gov. California Highway Patrol officers in the Inland Empire will deploy in strength tonight and through Wednesday for the agency's annual Christmastime crackdown on drunken and drug-impaired drivers. The Christmas holiday maximum enforcement period will get underway at 6 p.m. and continue until late Wednesday night. All available officers will deploy during the MEP to catch DUI suspects, speeders, and other traffic violators. During last year's Christmastime enforcement campaign, the CHP arrested 1,166 people statewide for DUI, compared to 917 arrests the year before. A total 16 people died and 350 others were injured in collisions on roads and highways under the CHP's jurisdiction during the 2018 Christmas holiday period, according to the agency. Stay safe and happy holidays. With Empire KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad.